Hi, this is Beth Below of The Introvert Entrepreneur. Welcome to episode 77 of The Introvert Entrepreneur podcast. This is a special blog cast of my latest blog post of March 4th, 2015. It's titled, Why Being an Entrepreneur Will Always Take a Back Seat to Being an Introvert. There are times when, as much as we love our business and our work, that we feel like the wind has gone out of our sails. It might be caused by a specific incident, or it could be the result of general feelings of fatigue and stress. Whatever it is, the journey feels like a slog. I've experienced this at various times during the past 7 years, and it's never fun. It doesn't cause me to second-guess my path, but it does force the question of what I'm doing, or rather not doing, to take care of myself. Last night, I made a simple but profound connection. One of the reasons I love my business name is that it describes both me and the people I serve. And it might seem obvious to say, but in The Introvert Entrepreneur, introvert comes first. I am an introvert before I'm an entrepreneur. Being an introvert came before entrepreneurship, and it will remain with me when, someday, I move on to a new adventure. Therefore, honoring that part of myself is paramount. You might say, well, isn't that obvious? Isn't that what you've been talking about for the past 5 years? It is. And sometimes I forget to practice what I preach. Here's what happened. During the last part of February, I had been in a mild funk. Then the fog started to lift, and I was beginning to get some energy back for my work and life and just about everything else. Last night, I was on Instagram, and I noticed that there was this really cool account called Introvert Survival Guide. My first reaction was, cool, I could do something like that. That feeling almost instantly shifted to being deflated, like I'd missed an opportunity or otherwise dropped the ball. But then I stopped, reflected, and decided, no, I had missed nothing. See, early on when I defined my niche, I remember getting the message that everything had to be rooted in that niche. It was sound advice, especially in the beginning when credibility was being established and the niche was being carved out. Over time, though, I've challenged that message. While I focused almost all of my messages on the introvert topic, I've given myself space to explore things that intrigue me, whether or not they have an introvert connection. And looking at that Instagram account reminded me why. I need a place just to be me, even if others choose to use that very same place for business purposes. I need a place to post my dog, cat, flower, and random pictures. I want to be able to post, share, and like without thinking about how it aligns with my business strategy. It's healthy to have an outlet where there are no expectations and no agenda, where the only objective is seeing and being seen. Just as important, I need a place to express myself where I have no concerns about how many likes, shares, or comments I receive. Stats don't matter. All that matters is whether or not spending time there brings me joy. In short, I need places to be a true introvert, not an introvert entrepreneur. And so do you. Not everything has to be about your business. Choose those places or platforms where showing up as an entrepreneur is the best use of your time and energy. And just as intentionally, choose those places where you want to show up without your professional status being front and center. Give yourself permission to let go of trying to insert your business everywhere. For instance, I generally don't post business-related topics on my personal Facebook page. I like to have a clear boundary, unless there's something awesome to share or celebrate. My Pinterest account is about 85% personal, with two boards that have anything to do with my business. Instagram is almost 100% personal. Now, those are all online, but this idea goes for your offline life too. Just because you're a leader and have a certain savvy or expertise, you don't have to offer it up or constantly play a particular role. Allow yourself to be a participant, to be a natural introvert, to observe, listen, come and go, speak when you have something to say, but otherwise, enjoy being present and alert. It's important to have those oases away from your business where you can turn off the entrepreneur and turn on the introvert. It's like you're opening up the windows and letting fresh air flow in. And the truth is, by nature, you'll always be looking through an entrepreneur lens. But if you want to stay energized and minimize those funky low spots, you'll make sure you're also looking through your healthy introvert lens first. Thanks for listening. This was a blog cast of a post that was posted on March 4th, 2015, called Why Being an Entrepreneur Will Always Take a Backseat to Being an Introvert. This is Beth Below. If you'd like to find out more information about me and the Introvert Entrepreneur, please visit theintrovertentrepreneur.com. Thank you so much for listening, and remember, success is an inside job.